Shields are holding on today's Moment of Science. So here's the problem. You want to build a spaceship that can travel from Earth to the newly established colony on Mars, but there's no way a human crew can survive the trip. Why? Because cosmic rays will be constantly coming through the walls and making them sick. A single powerful radiation storm could wipe out your entire crew. Actually, ditto for the Mars colony itself. You need some kind of shielding to block the radiation before it can harm people. What to do? Well, you could build a huge lead barrier. That could work. But then, in order to be thick enough and cover the whole ship, it would weigh an enormous amount and be hard to get into space in the first place. Besides, the lead itself will eventually become radioactive. No, that's probably not a great idea. Here's a better one. Do it the way Earth does it. Earth is bombarded by dangerous types of solar radiation all the time, but almost all of it is deflected by our planet's magnetic field called the magnetosphere. If your ship could generate its own mini magnetosphere, harmful radiation could be shunted away naturally. This is the idea, anyway, of Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in Oxfordshire, England. Researchers there are teaming up right now with scientists who work on fusion reactors because of their expertise in manipulating magnetic fields to build something that may one day function like those invisible shields every spaceship has in Star Trek. If it works, we will be one step closer to space travel and even space colonization, the real kind. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Lisa Van Zee in astronomy. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.